U.S. economy grew at 2% during the first quarter of 2018.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Bureau of Economic Analysis just released its third estimate of the first quarter growth for the U.S. economy, lowering its estimate of U.S. economic growth to 2% for the first quarter of 2018, a drop from 2.9% growth for the fourth quarter of last year. Based on that, the growth rate for the last four quarters dropped slightly to 2.8%. We use gross national product, or GDP, to measure economic activities. The GDP measures the output of goods and services produced by labor and capital located in the United States. This is currently the best measure of economic activity that we have. However, it is generally based on the U.S. economy's mid-20th century production structure, which was composed of a significantly larger manufacturing base and when nobody had even heard of something called the Internet. Okay, back to the first quarter data. Slowdown in growth from fall of last year was surprisingly due to a significant drop in personal consumption expenditures. Also contributing to deceleration were exports, state, local, and federal government spending, and downturn in residential fixed investment. In the first quarter, despite increases in the after-tax income, consumers reduced their purchases of durable goods in general and cars in particular. Also, another yellow flag coming up with the first quarter data is the 2.7% increase in the price index for domestic purchases for the second quarter in a row. This is a significant increase for this category and could very well be an indication of the arrival of higher inflation. Personal income adjusted for inflation rose by 1.6% during the first quarter. Surprisingly, the slowest growth in personal income in five quarters. And this is despite the fact that first quarter wages and salaries, and this is despite the fact that the first quarter's wages and salary growth was the highest for the same five quarters. Deceleration in interest and rental incomes largely offset the other gains. However, the change in the tax law increased the after-tax income to 3.3% during the first quarter. Most economists still expect consumer expenditures to increase significantly during the spring and summer months as a result of the drop in personal tax rates. However, that increase is believed to be temporary, and by fall, we expect to see a return to more normal growth. And in 2019, the expectations are that the U.S. economic growth will be moderate at best. According to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, the deficit for 2018 will total $804 billion, some $139 billion more than $665 billion shortfall recorded for 2017. A whopping 21% increase in 1 year. This will further assure the continuation of the increases in interest rates and inflation in the foreseeable future. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.